Nomusa Tubengcube has been announced as the new KwaZulu-Natal Premier. This is after the resignation of the province Premier, Sihle Zikalala, on Friday. Upon resigning, Zikalala said, in principle, when a member is not taking the movement forward, they should do a self-assessment and not derail the movement.
Informed by this conviction and having undertaken due consultation, I've taken a position to resign the position of the Premier of KwaZulu-Natal Province. I've taken this decision consciously and expeditiously so that there is no doubt about the strategic direction that the movement and the government should be taking going forward. I do believe that in the period we have been entrusted to serve the people of our province by the ANC, we have honored our responsibilities.
The party briefed the media on Monday and announced Tubengcube as KwaZulu-Natal's first female premier.
This is a very crucial day for the ANC, as we are making history by introducing officially and announcing the first woman premier elect to the people of KwaZulu-Natal. We know that non-sexism is embedded in the ANC very core cosmission. Indeed, we pride ourselves that during Women's Month, as the ANC in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, we have moved one more step ahead to the realization of women emancipation and the founding principles of the Freedom Charter. Today, it is our great pleasure to announce to you Comrade Nomsa Tubengcube as the premier nominee. She is not new in the leadership position, as she previously served in various positions in the organization and in government. Born in Kwamashu, Comrade Nomsa Tubengcube is armed with a master's degree in public administration, and she currently pursuing a PhD in the University of KwaZulu-Natal. She served as the speaker of our metro, Ethekwini Metro, before being assigned to the foreign mission as the ambassador to the Czech Republic. She was previously with the Department of Economic Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs as the member of the Executive Council for COCTA for 10 years. Comrade Nomsa Tubengcube currently serves as the MEC for Finance.
The provincial leadership reassured that Zikalala was not pushed out and did a good job during his time in the office.
As this leadership, we do not believe that he did not do well in terms of government, but we also understood that when we were elected, we did not have a mandate to come and change government. It was not our time to eat, so to speak, because Comrade Zikalala is a member of the African National Congress. He's a leader of the ANC. By the way, being a leader in the ANC is not about being elected only. It's also about your own history and how long you have served in the African National Congress. So when we were elected into office, at no point did we want to change and say, it's our time now, we must be able to pit our own people. No, 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 not at all. And we do not believe that society has really been totally fair in treating him and assessing him. I just made that one example, and there is quite a number of other things that we believe actually he did very well and he led correctly within government. So when he said he would like to resign right at the beginning, we had a proper meeting amongst ourselves and said, no, we don't want you to resign, we'd want you to finish your term, because it's the ANC that actually put you there. The five of us were part of the PEC that actually submitted the name of Comrade Zikalala to the NEC. So we can't now suddenly change our minds about him and his capacity, because we've always been part of understanding and believing in his capacity as a premier.
For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.